valuable land in the county.
He says they don't need to be on the county's main roads.
Not only are they taking up this land, but they're pushing the prices and pricing out a lot of other potential employers.
Regardless, they don't create a whole lot of jobs, says Supervisor Pete Canland.
A lot of a good thing is a good thing. Way too much of a good thing at some point can turn into something that's not so good.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia voters continue to wait and find out what the balance of power will be in Richmond next year when the General Assembly returns to session. Three races are facing recount, with Republicans holding razor-thin leads in each of them. If one of those races flips to Democratic, the House of Delegates would be evenly split, and then things could really get ugly.
There is no mechanism for power sharing. It's something they would have to work out at the time. Given how partisan politics are in Washington and Richmond these days, it's probably not going to be pretty.
Virginia political analyst Dr. Stephen Farnsworth says the state would have been better off creating an odd number of districts to avoid this kind of mess. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 24,232, the NASDAQ at 68,48. In sports, Maryland blows a 22-point lead but beats Illinois in overtime. Elsewhere in college hoops, Navy and Georgetown are winners. The Seahawks beat the Eagles on Sunday Night Football. WMAL News Time, 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway, very slow coming out of Laurel. In fact, just after 198, seeing those delays with very little break to take you through Greenbelt to just inside the Beltway. First accident, southbound inside the Beltway before 410. That had been over to the shoulder, but then we had one in the backups near 193. So that's the overall slowdown here trying to get to the Beltway on the BW Parkway. On to the Beltway. Once you get there, if you're heading outer loop in College Park, slows now 95 and does now loop around to Georgia Avenue. Had the crash along the way as you approach Colesville Road, which has been cleared. Now, coming out of Kensington, heads up Connecticut Avenue commuters southbound just as you get to the Beltway for the crash. It's also slowing the exit off the Beltway. 270 volume with us. We have a lot of it. Urbana, Hyattstown, pretty normal backups. Germantown, Gaithersburg, and in Rockville. 66 heads up eastbound as you come past Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Up ahead, the crash, 123. They were quickly able to get that to the shoulder, so that's a focal point of those delays there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air on the move. It'll get here about midweek and last for, looks like, quite a few days. A little chilly this morning, but not bad this afternoon, 57. Showers late tonight, occasional rain tomorrow, especially in the afternoon, 61. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 33 in Vienna, 29 in Greenbelt, 37 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Oh, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we've got Joe Bishop Henchman joining us at 7:35 this morning. He's from the Tax Foundation. Going to break down that tax bill. The President of the United States, by the way, predicting a big day for the stock market just moments ago based on the fact that that tax bill cleared the Senate. We'll ask Joe Bishop Henchman about it. 8:05, Michael Mukasey, the former Bush Attorney General, joins us. We'll talk about Mike Flynn and all of the other legal news from this weekend. And then at 8:35, we'll be joined by Matt Schlapp from the American Conservative Union. We know Matt. You're joining us ahead on Mornings on the Mom, Vince Colonnais, alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us now is Joe DeGeneva to talk about this whole Flynn pleading guilty and what this means and his take on this. Walk us through it. Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
So, does this lead to the White House? Is this like a big deal? Is this a promise of a bigger fish from Mike Flynn in exchange for this plea deal? Who's the bigger fish?
No, it's not. Because if it were a bigger fish, he would have pleaded guilty to a conspiracy to do something like a conspiracy with the Russians. But there was no conspiracy. There was no collusion with the Russians. That part of the investigation is now over. There is no Russian collusion investigation now. This has now become an impeachment investigation by Mueller. This is not a criminal investigation any longer. The plea by Michael Flynn is designed to show that somehow the president was involved in stopping the FBI investigation because he wanted to protect Flynn and maybe even himself. The problem for Mueller is that the president of the United States has the right to stop any criminal investigation because he is the president. The FBI director and the attorney general work for him. And if they don't want to obey his orders, he can fire them or they can resign. What are we left with?
Because you're saying this, John Dowd, the president's attorney, is out this morning with a new statement to Axios. He said, quote, the president cannot obstruct justice because he is the chief law enforcement officer under the Constitution and has every right to express his view of any case. That's consistent with your view.
That's the law, whether John Dowd says it or not, or whether I say it. It's the law. The president, under the unitary executive in Article 2, is the president of all the government, the executive branch. He can fire the FBI director. He can order him to do something, and the same thing with the attorney general. It is now patently obvious, given the Flynn plea, that this is no longer a criminal investigation. In fact, Mueller's use of the grand jury at this point to obtain evidence for an impeachment is a violation of DOJ policy.
So, Joe, that tweet this weekend where the president's Twitter account declared that Mike Flynn was fired for both lying to Mike Pence and to the FBI, there was all this conversation about, will this amount to obstruction for him admitting that Mike Flynn was fired for lying to the FBI, that he somehow knew it. John Dowd has since taken credit for that tweet. Do you see anything legally perilous about that?
The president cannot be indicted for firing the FBI director or anything he orders people to do. When he had his conversation with Comey, asking him to go easy on Flynn, he could have ordered him to stop the investigation. He didn't do that. He said, can you go easy on him? Big deal.
So why is this an impeachment case then? Why is it?
Because they can't make a criminal case against the president. It's the only place this has any reason to go. They've already indicted Manafort. They've already indicted Flynn. Who's left? Jared Kushner, what are they going to get him for? Showing up Jewish at a wedding? I mean, give me a break. That's what this is now. This is a joke. This is now an impeachment investigation. The special prosecutor, special counsel, Mr. Mueller, cannot constitutionally and legally indict the president for anything that the president has done up to this moment. Because everything that the president has done is authorized by the Constitution under Article 2. That is difficult for people like Dianne Feinstein, however you pronounce her damn name, to understand. By the way, her comments on television were so discursive and incoherent that I think what she was trying to say was, we are now in an obstruction investigation for purposes of impeachment. At least she had the fundamental honesty to admit that that's what the Democrats want. And let me make a prediction. If the Democrats seek the impeachment of the President of the United States before the next election, which they will guarantee that the Republicans keep the House and the Senate, and they will guarantee that Donald Trump will be reelected in 2020.
So, Joe, what you're saying here is that if they pursue impeachment, it won't be on any legal basis or rational basis, but that's framed
abuse
within the
power.
Law. This is just a normative thing.
They will say that the Clinton investigation and the other investigations by Ken Starr show that you can abuse power under the Constitution even if you don't violate a criminal law. Now, in Clinton's case, he committed perjury in a federal civil judicial proceeding, and he lied to a federal grand jury, and in fact, he pleaded guilty to that. People forget, Bill Clinton pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor and gave up his law license. We are nowhere near that with President Trump. President Trump has done nothing except exercise the powers of the President of the United States, and some people don't like it. And let me just underscore this one more time. The appointment of a special counsel to investigate him in circumstances in which there was no underlying crime is an abomination. It's an outrageous abuse of the special counsel appointment authority, and it is one of the most disappointing episodes in the history of the Justice Department to appoint a special counsel and in your appointment say there was no crime that was committed, but I'm doing it anyway.
So, Joe, you know, you mentioned that he's not in legal peril here from the nature of his tweets, but the tweets may actually provide a basis by which they can go after him on the impeachment charge. Is that right? And would you advise him to stop the tweets?
He should have stopped tweeting a long time ago, but he's not going to. Maybe his lawyers should stop tweeting as well in light of the fact that he got it wrong when he said the president knew that Flynn lied to the FBI. That was apparently John Dowd making a mistake. Why are lawyers tweeting, for heaven's sake? This is nonsense. But it's not as bad as using the threat of impeachment as a way to try to box the president in for political reasons. Again, this is not a criminal investigation anymore. You look at those guilty pleas. The Manafort plea indictment had nothing to do with collusion. It had to do with failure to register and lying about taxes and lying about money laundering. The guilty plea of George Papadopoulos had nothing to do with collusion. It had Papadopoulos pleading guilty to lying about activity that was completely legal, communicating with the Trump people and with foreign officials. And finally, the Flynn plea, which has nothing to do with Russian collusion and had only thing to do with process. Here's the other thing about the Flynn thing. Flynn, when he was first intercepted for talking with Kislyak on the foreign intelligence wiretaps, at that point, the FBI and the DOJ, Comey and everybody else, knew exactly what Flynn had his conversations were with Kislyak. Why did they ask him separately whether he had communicated with the ambassador and what he said? Why did they do that? That was a trap. They already knew what his conversations were because they had recordings of them and transcripts of them. Why would you ask somebody something that you already knew? The answer was they were trying to get him to lie, to embarrass him, and hope that he would lie. It was a trap. It was designed to create the beginning of a criminal investigation to get Trump. This started during the Obama administration and continues to this day. And people should wake up and understand what's going on here. Whatever type of legal trappings there are around Mueller's investigation, this is a coup d'etat. This is a legal coup d'etat designed to impeach the President of the United States.
All right, Joe.
It will not succeed.
We've got so much more to ask you about, so don't go anywhere. It is 7:15 on WMAL. It's time for traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the 5's end, Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A big morning this morning. It's 66 after many, many years. We have toll lanes now in effect inside the Beltway. So from the Beltway to Roslyn in the mornings, it starts at 5:30 and it goes till 9:30. You have to have an easy pass in your car, no matter what. If you have two or more commuters, you can ride for free, but you need to have the Easy Pass Flex and switch it to the HOV mode. And the westbound side of the toll road lanes go in effect for the afternoon rush hour between 3 and 7. Now, a couple incidents here. Virginia, working the crash in the Lake Ridge area, so do watch for police direction. On Old Bridge Road, if you're going westbound, it's between the Prince William Parkway and Smoketown Road. On the northbound side of the Prince William Parkway, trying to head up toward I-66 north before you get to Balls Ford Road for the crash. Now on 66 in Manassas to Centerville, slow as you come up to 123, crash to the shoulder on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. A bit busy southbound through Greenbelt to just inside the Beltway. One accident remains, and that was it as you approach 193, but delays out of Laurel, southbound 97 before 32, still with accident activity. Big delays on 97 south. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today we'll have a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 57 tonight. Partly cloudy skies, a few showers developing late in the evening, a low of 46. The chance of rain tonight, 30%. And then tomorrow, cloudy, occasional rain in the afternoon, a high of 61. Chance of rain, 80% tomorrow. Rainfall about a quarter of an inch. Currently in our nation's capital, 38 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a zero-res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at zeroresdc.com. That's zeroresdc.com.
here with Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia, talking about the Mueller investigation. Joe, what exactly are the parameters for this investigation, for this special counsel? What are the parameters, if any?
None. When he was appointed by Rod Rosenstein, he was given a wide berth, no limits. He could investigate any crimes that he found that came up in the investigation. The language says that. However, it didn't say that there was an underlying crime for him to investigate, because there wasn't one. And remember this, there's another part of this investigation that he's not touching, at least apparently not, and that's the unmasking. The unmasking happened, for the most part, just during the campaign, but after the election, between November and January, between the time that Trump was elected and the time that he was inaugurated. All of the major unmaskings and the leaks to the press, which were federal felonies, all occurred after Trump was elected. To me, it is fairly obvious that the Obama people were doing everything they could to undermine the incoming president, not the other way around. This is ludicrous. But Mueller's investigation has no limits whatsoever based on the appointment papers he got from the Deputy Attorney General, and it is disgraceful.
So this can and probably will go on until 2020, and then they'll save the really good stuff for during the election and then let that out then.
It will not go on until 2020, because it can't. This would be, talk about undermining a democracy. Can you imagine this going on for another 2.5 years because some guy who used to be the FBI director and is looking for work needs to continue this investigation? No, they're not going to wait that long. Again, this is about an attempt to impeach the President of the United States. And so it can't wait that long, because whatever they're going to do, they're going to need to do in the next year, basically, if they want to have any effect. That they're going to try and politically push the Republicans to go along with impeachment, which will never happen under any circumstances, or hope that the Democrats take over the House and then have an impeachment proceeding in the House. Now, how will that be for the recovery of the economy, to have an impeachment proceeding taking over the work of the House of Representatives for a full year? When you say it and you listen to it, you see how ludicrous and perverse this investigation has become. We had an election. A guy won that people don't like a lot. Well, boo-hoo. I didn't like Bill Clinton, and I didn't like Barack Obama, and I voted against both of them. But I wasn't about to try and impeach Obama, and Clinton deserved impeachment because of what he did. Look at what they're doing to our country. This is a disgrace, and shame on the people who allowed it to happen by appointing a special counsel. There was no need for one.
Over the weekend, the president said that the FBI's reputation is in tatters, worst in history. That got responses from Eric Holder, Sally Yates, and also James Comey, who tweeted the following. Listen to this, quote, "I want the American people to know this truth. The FBI is honest, the FBI is strong, and the FBI is and always will be independent." And at the end, he writes that the person he was quoting was me, June 8th, 2017. So James Comey quoting himself in tweets now. Tell us, do you think the FBI's reputation is in tatters?
I think the FBI's reputation is in trouble as a result of Comey's stewardship. No one can deny that the investigation of Hillary Clinton, which was a fraud from the very beginning, and all the evidence that we now know shows that it was not a legitimate federal criminal investigation. The lead agent in the case was
right,
tweeting anti-Trump messages during the email investigation and subsequently. We now know that Comey exonerated Hillary months before she was actually interviewed. This entire problem with the Bureau, you needed somebody to come in there after Comey, who was a strong person, who had a tremendous public reputation. We didn't get that. We got Chris Wray, who's an old George Bush, don't rock the boat, make no waves kind of guy. He's come in there, and he's managing the place. But he has not been able to restore the reputation of the FBI. And in fact, the president is actually correct. I wouldn't have used the word tattered. That's the president's choice. That's fine with me. But the reputation of the Bureau is sullied. After what Comey did to them and allowed the agency to look like, to conduct a phony investigation and then act like there was an actual exoneration, and having Comey usurp the powers of the Attorney General in order to do that, to listen to Comey, the world's best-known dirty cop, James Comey, the world's best-known dirty cop,
right,
give moral lectures to anybody, including the president, is an abomination.
By the way, I think Democrats thought that the FBI's reputation was in tatters up until very recently, too.
That's right.
The Hillary Clinton treatment.
Yeah, I wanted, it's so bad. You have Devin Nunes, instructing committee staff to drop contempt of Congress citation for Rosenstein and Peter Ray. You've got that happening as well. So it's not just the president who thinks that the FBI is a mess.
Listen, what's happening with this, what that's all about is the failure of the department to turn over documentary information related to the misconduct of an FBI agent who was removed from the Mueller probe. This is Agent Stroke, S-T-R-Z-O-K, Agent Peter Stroke, who was having an affair with another FBI agent in human resources. By the way, the hilarious result of this, Stroke is removed from the case because of his tweeting against Trump. So where did they put him? Human resources, where the woman works. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, Joe, we're going to have to finish this up. We'll finish up this whole thing because I wanted to get into this as well with you. We'll finish that coming up. It is now 7:24 on WMAL.
Get your home ready for the holidays. Get your carpet and rugs a deep-down professional clean from someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid right now and get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
Joe, my bad here. We're actually out of time. There is so much to talk about with this. We've used all our time. I'm so sorry.
Thanks,
but
Joe.
We'll have to get you back on this. All right. Thanks, Joe. It is now 7:24 on WMAL.
I think Mary has a live read. Hello.
Oh, I do. I do have a live read here. I'm sorry. You know what I had to tell you about? I'm when you get a good, you understand this, especially the women. When you get a good hairdresser and your hairdresser leaves, you follow that hairdresser around, right? Because you got great cuts and she knew you. She knew what you needed. Well, for me, it's the same thing with a great dentist. So I followed my dentist around until I couldn't do it anymore. And now I'm following Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. I don't feel comfortable with someone who's going to be poking around my mouth. And the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry made me feel right at home. Waiting room is not jammed when you get there. There was one gentleman there when I got there who was waiting for his wife, and she was finishing up a nap because she chose sedation dentistry. So they don't rush you. They will talk to you about everything they're going to do. Before they do it, they make sure you're okay with it. They let you control your appointment. They want you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. So if you want a healthy smile, if you want the option of sedation dentistry, take my advice and call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Beautifully done. 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Good Monday morning, all. Let's take it on. Connecticut Avenue as you come from Kensington toward the Beltway. Just get ready. You have extra time needed with the crash. Southbound Connecticut Avenue before the Beltway. Still see the crews there. If you're coming off of the Beltway, coming from, say, George Avenue, that exit ramp to go to Connecticut Avenue, careful because that's slow its length to get down toward that crash. On the Beltway itself, 95 to George Avenue, heavy. We have the incident reported inner loop of the Beltway as you pass Route 1. So do watch in that stretch. Starting to see that get bogged down. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, Laurel through to Greenbelt. Solid lineup. Been dealing with two separate accidents this morning. One before and one after the Beltway. No problems to report currently to the Wilson Bridge. You're looking good. Coming around from near St. Barnabas Road. 395, a long lineup from Landover to the 14th Street Bridge. And 66 using the tolls inside the Beltway. It's in effect. So happy about that. Until 9:30, make sure you have an easy pass. If you have two or more, the easy pass flex switched on to the HOV mode. Update sponsored by Davison Invention Services. Now got an idea for a new product or app? Well, get it off the ground before it's too late. Call Davison for your free idea starter kit. 800-294-7417. It's 800-294-7417. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful day today, at least for early December standards. 57, average high is 50. Showers late tonight, 46. Occasional rain tomorrow, 61. Colder air in by Wednesday. Clouds and sunshine, highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 38 degrees at 727 on WMAL.
Ready to make a real difference in 2018? A degree in cybersecurity, digital forensics, or networking and telecommunications could help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2018. Classes start January 8th with career-focused IT degree programs to fit your busy schedule on campus and online. Let Stratford's experienced IT faculty share their industry knowledge and practical solutions to help you succeed in one of today's most sought-after fields. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your degree faster. Register today at stratford.edu/2018. That's stratford.edu/2018, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited-time $15,000 IT scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete information now at stratford.edu/2018. Stratford University, changing lives, one student at a time.
iCarpool I-66. We can still carpool and ride free on I-66 during rush hour.
Sometimes we even get work done.
And sometimes we get to nap.
Starting in December, anyone can use I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour. If you're carpooling, travel free with EasyPass Flex. If you're driving alone, pay with EasyPass.
iCarpool I-66.
Get your EasyPass Flex today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
So have you ever heard of a business that considers you a client for life, even after you no longer need to pay for their services? Well, with EMP 180 Weight Loss, that's exactly what you can expect. Larry O'Connor here, and once you hit your ideal body comp numbers, your empowered weight, you can go back for free forever. One of the hardest parts of weight loss is keeping the weight off for life. There are tons of companies to help you lose weight, but they don't give you the tools to stay on track once you complete their plan. With EMP 180 Weight Loss, you can continue to get your body comp measured, to ask questions, and to feel supported because they'll never abandon you. Now that I've lost the weight, I now look to the team at EMP 180 Weight Loss to get nutritional advice when I'm training for a race. I can pick up the phone or pop in. Their advice and support has been invaluable. They are the standard of weight loss in the D.C. area. They've got locations in Tyson's Corner and now Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com, EMP180weightloss.com, or call 855-888-0180.
And coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Joe Bishop, henchman from the Tax Foundation. And guess what we're going to talk about? We're going to get a breakdown of those tax bills and what they mean for you. 7:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
News we just don't get anywhere else.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
It is a magnificent thing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Thank you.
Where Washington comes to talk.
At WMAL. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you this morning by Mervis Diamond Importers. The grand experiment to turn I-66 inside the Beltway into a rush hour toll road for single drivers made its debut this morning, as those with easy passes can now legally drive into town for a price.
There is no set rate. It will vary, just like it does in 95 and 495. We anticipate that you'll see similar types of tolls.
Nick Donahue is Virginia's Deputy Transportation Secretary. Carpools with EasyPass Flex can continue to use the lanes for free. The toll lanes are in effect until 9:30 this morning inbound and 3 to 7 outbound this afternoon. You can get more details at WMAL.com. President Trump's giving his biggest backing to date for Roy Moore in this week's Alabama Senate race, tweeting in a pair of messages this morning that putting Democrat Doug Jones into office would hurt the Republican agenda. He calls Jones a Pelosi-Schumer puppet. The largest Air Force drill ever assembled off the Korean Peninsula is taking place, with hundreds of U.S. and South Korean aircraft taking part. And now the U.S. is also looking for some prime West Coast real estate to put defense systems in place there.
Last week, North Korea tested an ICBM that could reach Washington, D.C. And while it broke up on reentry, H.R. McMaster told the Ronald Reagan National Defense Forum near Los Angeles over the weekend that Kim Jong-un learns from such failures, and it's just a matter of time before he gets it right. The Defense Department's considering a location for an anti-ballistic missile defense system to be installed on the West Coast to intercept any missile that North Korea may launch toward the U.S.
Correspondent Jim Roop checking your money. The Dow opens the day at 24,234. The NASDAQ at 68,48. In sports, brought to you by Staples, the Eagles' 9-game win streak was snapped on Sunday Night Football. They fall to the Seahawks. The Ravens crush the Lions. College hoops. Maryland blows a 22-point lead but beats Illinois in overtime. Navy and Georgetown are also winners. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Tis the season for Duluth Trading Store Savings. Shop Buck Naked underwear, fire hose work pants, crack covering, long tail tees, and sleigh loads more. Today, take 25% off any purchase over $100. Duluth Trading in Manassas off I-66 near the battlefield exit.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Once again, Mervis sets the standard for jewelry. You've got to see our new collection. Straight row diamond tennis bracelets remain a favorite. They're simple and elegant. Our neck pieces are so sexy, they're almost illegal. Imagine a perfect diamond. Suspended from a delicate gold chain, resting securely in the small of her throat. What a beautiful, sensuous gift. Our magnificent diamond bands will melt her heart. The Mervis diamonds are ferociously brilliant. They seem to leap out at you. The designs are daring and rare. You'll find them at one place only, Mervis. And as for earrings, Mervis proudly shows the newest diamond ear studs, dangles, hoops, and anything else you can imagine. When you really love her, show it with Mervis diamond jewelry, the best there is. Two philosophies unite everything at Mervis. The finest quality and legendary Mervis value. The prices are almost too good to be true. Come see for yourself. She'll thank you forever. Mervis Diamond Importers. Financing is available. Go to MervisDiamond.com. Again, that's MervisDiamond.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
You hear that? You gotta listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best gift on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
So I purchased the timeshare back in 1997 because I was looking for something to do with my kids. By 2012, I had a third child, but my older two had graduated from high school. We weren't taking trips together as a family any longer. Then I did see some advertising for Timeshare Exit Team, and I was extremely impressed with how professional they were and how straight and to the point they were in getting me out of my timeshare.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, go to timeshareexitteam.com.
Traffic and weather. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're busy, John, on the Beltway, Virginia. We had the crash. If you heard me talk about it, Interloop, as you come past Braddock Road, it's gone. In fact, I only ever saw one car once they pulled it to the shoulder, so it may have been a broken down. On the Maryland Beltway from College Park to Georgia Avenue, we're back on the brakes here. It had been broken up with the crash at Colesville Road, now gone. And on the Interloop, as you come off of 95 and around toward Greenbelt, slow, the crash before Kenilworth Avenue. Connecticut Avenue, if you heard me talk about the delays coming out of Kensington, starting to improve. Southbound, as you come up to the Beltway, that crash has been cleared, and the exit ramp coming off the Beltway no longer at a standstill, so you are moving again. So definitely seeing some improvement here. Connecticut Avenue, don't forget Metro Rail, no trains between Silver Spring and Fort Totten, and the Tacoma Station closed. That's for the capital improvement project, and that's in effect this whole week through Sunday through December 10th. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful day today, at least for early December standards. 57, average high is 50. Showers late tonight, 46. Occasional rain tomorrow, 61. Colder air in by Wednesday. Clouds and sunshine, highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 33 in Vienna, 29 in Greenbelt, 37 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. All right, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. Coming up, Michael Mukasey, the former Bush Attorney General, joins us. Going to talk about all the legal news from over the weekend, the president's tweets, Mike Flynn pleading guilty, all of it. That's coming up at 8:05 this morning. And then at 8:35, we'll speak to Matt Schlapp. He's with the American Conservative Union. You know, Matt, it'd be nice to talk to him. We'll talk about Mike Flynn and so much more, everything else going on in politics. I'm Vince Colonnais, alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us right now is Joe Bishop Henchman. He is the Executive Vice President of the Tax Foundation. Joe, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Great to be with you.
So we finally got a Senate version of the tax reform bill. There are some differences between the Senate bill and the House bill. Do you see any differences here that are going to be tough to iron out?
Well, we'll see. At the last minute, the Senate put in a restoration of the alternative minimum tax. A lot of businesses don't like that. A lot of individuals don't like that. The House certainly doesn't like it. So I think that's probably the biggest difference to iron out. Certainly a lot of other differences, but they certainly agree on the fundamentals, which is a big change to how we tax corporate income.
Joe, I know that you kind of have written a little bit about the bills over the weekend and your impressions of them. You say you give the tax bill a 3 out of 5 stars. Why is that? What is wanting in this tax bill, and what do you like?
Well, let's take just one example, and that's the corporate side of things. Our international tax system is completely broken. JFK tried to fix it in the 1960s, and we're still living with this fix today, but international competition has really eroded that. The U.S. is one of the only countries in the world that taxes our residents and our citizens wherever they are in the world. So when a U.S. company is competing in Germany, they've got to pay U.S. taxes and German taxes, whereas the German company's only got to pay German taxes. Both of these bills fix that system. They move to what's known as a territorial system. So that's a big improvement that I see in it.
What about the failures, though? Why doesn't it get 5 stars for you?
Well, a big Republican priority has been creating a new deduction for pass-through businesses, that is LLCs, LLPs, S-corporations, a lot of different non-corporate types of businesses. I think a lot of people want to see small business taxes go down, but this includes a lot of large businesses, too, and it's a big reason why a lot of the dollars in the tax cut go to some high-income people. It would have been nice if there had been some Democrats at the table, because I'm pretty sure they would have pared that back.
Now, the alternative minimum tax, does that affect some of these S-Corps still if it remains in, these people who pay it under an individual tax ID as opposed to a corporate tax ID?
It would, and in fact, that's something being worked out right now. That's kind of being realized, the impact on it. What day did they pass it? On Friday, when the Senate passed their bill, at the last minute they needed some additional revenue, and they put the AMTs back in, and without really recognizing the dangers that how it undermines some of the other goals they have in it. So, for instance, the Senate really cares about the research and development tax credit that continues to exist under this bill, but the AMT really pares that back. So I think we're seeing a lot of buyer's remorse, at least on the AMT parts of the bill.
We saw the president over the weekend float the idea that in order to get some of the details ironed out, that maybe, just maybe, that corporate rate could bump up to 22%. But it looks like Mitch McConnell's trying to put that thing to bed and say, no, it's staying at 20. What do you make of that aspect of the debate?
Well, all day Thursday and Friday, there were all sorts of ideas from Democrats and Republicans to put this or that into the bill and pay for it by bringing the corporate rate up a little bit. The most prominent of which was Senators Rubio and Lee, who wanted to improve low-income tax credits and pay for that by bringing the corporate rate from 20 to 20.94. And everybody else said, no, you can't do that because the president's not going to sign it if it's more than 20%. The president keeps saying it. He wants 20%, and the House does too. So the president coming out and saying, well, I'd be okay with 22%, it certainly opens up some problems for the Senate and for the House. So I think that's why you see McConnell reacting so strongly about it. But we'll see. I mean, you can pay for a lot of new stuff if you were to have a 22% rate instead of a 20% rate.
And that leads me to my next question. So many people, our listeners, have said to us, why can't we have the government stop spending so much money? They're bringing in a record amount. Why is it so difficult for them to give us some of our money back and stop spending it?
Well, if I were to, you know, just put out the numbers, and so rarely people put out the numbers. Over the next 10 years, federal government's going to collect $43 trillion and spend $53 trillion. After this tax bill, it'll be $42 trillion and $53 trillion if the tax bill is signed into law. The vast majority of that, $34 trillion, is entitlements. That's Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and the Children's Health Insurance Program. Unless we, you know, look at that, that number is going to stay what it is, and we have to make up stuff somewhere else. So, I mean, it's $7 trillion on defense, $5 trillion on interest, and $7 trillion on everything else. And it's there's not a lot of constituencies for taking a look at those programs. Your kind of classic bipartisan compromise is to cut taxes and increase spending. And that's what the federal government does.
Yep. The president offering to go after entitlements next year. We'll see if that actually comes to fruition. Thank you very much, Joe Bishop Henchman from the Tax Foundation. Appreciate your time this morning.
Anytime.
All right, 7:43 now on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
The Del Walmsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
While we're talking about your money, you know, selling your home, that's a big decision, and one mistake could cost you thousands. That's why you need the experience of Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank Prindle has perfected a marketing system that sells homes faster and, on average, for 8% more money than other local agents. Frank's a West Point grad, and he's a military veteran, and he'll sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or he'll buy it himself. Guaranteed, it's that simple. Literally, there's no risk to working with Frank. Just ask Robert and Meg of Falls Church. They worked with Frank in the past, so when it was time to sell again, they knew Frank would deliver. And in 3 days, he did just that for $56,000 over their list price. In addition to all of Frank's satisfied clients, who've been endorsed by Fox News' Sean Hannity, and he's got the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538, 703-399-4538, or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
Eras, they're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. It's first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning,
all right.
Jamie.
Good morning, Marion. It's no surprise in this area. We'll always have some hang-ups and problems. Right now, the Beltway in Kenilworth, Maryland. Let's go toward Greenbelt. The crash, inner loop, as you come up toward 201 Kenilworth Avenue. There goes the fire truck and ambulance just leaving the scene of the crash. So it looks like everything's going to be in the center median there. So everything out of the travel lanes. I know you're in delays coming off of 95 through College Park, but hang on, up ahead, lanes have been reopened. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound, still quite slow through Laurel. As you work toward Greenbelt, the better the pace. We had two longstanding crashes before the Beltway, one after the Beltway. It looks like they're now gone. So some pleasant news there as well. 270, just the heavy volume, nothing reported along the way. 66, it's been a big morning inside the Beltway with our lanes, the toll lanes now in effect from the Beltway and through Roslyn. You have to have an easy pass. Solo riders have an easy pass. If you're with the carpool, you still need the easy pass flex pushed onto the HOV mode, and it's two or more drivers to be the HOV lanes, please. 395 through Landmark Heavy, again across the 14th Street Bridge, delays near the Pentagon. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chillier air will get here, but not before we get a couple of days near 60 degrees. One day today, 57, clouds mixed with sunshine. Tonight, we'll cloud over. Some showers later, 46. And we'll push the rain in here tomorrow, especially in the afternoon, a mild 61. And that chillier air in here Wednesday, clouds, sunshine, highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 38 degrees at 747 on WMAL.
NextEra Energy is America's third largest capital investor in infrastructure, and they're paving the way for America's energy era. Learn more at NextEraEnergy.com.
All right, give you a rundown of what's going on in the president's life right now, because it affects, you know, the whole country. The president of the United States kicking off this morning with a couple tweets I want to share with you real quick, recap. One, he's all but endorsed Roy Moore now, for sure. Democrats refuse, this is him this morning, 2 hours ago. Democrats' refusal to give even one vote for massive tax cuts is why we need Republican Roy Moore to win in Alabama. We need his vote on stopping crime, and let's see here as I click out of it. Illegal immigration, border wall, military, pro-life, VA, judges, Second Amendment, and more. No to Jones, a Pelosi Schumer puppet. That election next week. He goes on saying, putting Pelosi, Schumer, liberal puppet Jones into office in Alabama would hurt our great Republican agenda of low on taxes, tough on crime, strong on military and borders, and so much more. Looking at your 401k since election, highest stock market ever. Jobs are roaring back. With the great vote on cutting taxes, this could be a big day for the stock market. And you, quite a prediction there from the president. I'm not sure he's wrong, by the way. The tax vote came through. We'll see what the stock market does today. And then lastly, referencing everyone to Alan Dershowitz, who was on Fox and Friends apparently this morning, talking of what is going on with respect to all the greatest witch hunt in U.S. political history. Enjoy. So the president encouraging people to check out his legal analysis as well.
I'm glad that the president is, you know, supporting Roy Moore. I make this criticism all the time that the Democrats circle the wagons around one of their own who is embattled, and they circle the wagons and defend. Look at Conyers, look at Franken still there, and Republicans form a firing line. So maybe this is going to stop now. Maybe we'll start to see Republicans starting to protect their own as well. And see what happens.
The president's schedule today. Very interesting stuff going on. Today, he's traveling to Utah. He's set to, quote, announce that he'll shrink the Bear's Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. That's according to Axios, who spoke to sources familiar with the trip. They confirmed it to the Salt Lake Tribune. Two people have been pushing this specifically. Ryan Zinke, the Interior Secretary, and Orrin Hatch, who is going to be traveling back and forth with the president today on Air Force One, the president pushing him to stay in the Senate and keep Mitt Romney out.
And what this does is it hands control of a lot of this area back to the states to let the states decide on a local level what's best for them. Because remember, President Obama expanded a lot of these national monuments by a lot.
Other big items this week. Tomorrow night, the president and Melania are going to host the congressional ball. Wednesday, he's hosting a cabinet meeting and having lunch with Vice President Pence. But importantly, he's supposed to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel on Wednesday. And then he's meeting with Defense Secretary Mattis on Friday and traveling to Florida then. We'll keep our eyes on the weekend.
I hope you're dressing nicely for the ball. Don't embarrass us. 7:50 on WMAL.
Sean Hannity here. I've told you before about the two failed foreign-owned solar companies that are based here in the U.S. and their effort to convince President Trump to impose steep tariffs that would put tens of thousands of Americans out of work. President Trump knows sometimes tariffs can help American companies thrive, but in this case, well, it's the American factory worker that would lose. And for what? To bail out two foreign companies that are exploiting American trade laws? Now, if that's not bad enough, now an unelected, unaccountable commission full of Obama-appointed bureaucrats has recommended to President Trump that he side with Obama foreign cronies. All right, so what is the president going to do? Well, the president is just too smart to not understand the complexities of these issues here. The lines are clear, and the president always stands up for the American workers and always stands up against the swamp that allowed these companies to survive, in some cases, on your dime.
Stand up for American workers. Paid for by Solar Powers America.
Save up to 60% this week at Mattress Warehouse with mattresses starting at just $99 in stock to take home today. And as Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer, Mattress Warehouse makes Tempur-Pedic more affordable with payments as low as $22 per month.
Don't miss the other incredible savings. With over 30 queen mattresses for less than $799, Mattress Warehouse has got a mattress for every budget. Visit sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse store near you. Sleephappens.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. And happy Monday morning, Landon.
Hi, Mary. Happy Monday morning to you as well. Well, stock futures are rallying on this Monday morning. The Dow is poised to rise 200 points at the open. Investors are cheering the corporate tax cuts in the Senate tax bill. And gas prices are down 7 cents at the pump over the past 2 weeks. The national average is now $2.54 a gallon, according to the Lundberg survey. Still, you are paying almost 40 cents more a gallon than you were at this time last year. CVS Health is buying insurance company Aetna for $69 billion if regulators approve. The companies want to reshape the healthcare industry. Apple is working to get better battery life into its new iPhones with its own power management chips. Forbes says information leaking out of Apple doesn't pinpoint how long the wait will be. And today is National Cookie Day. Mrs. Fields is handing out cookies to the first 400 customers in each shop this morning. And Great American Cookies has a free cookie for customers today. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean.
Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
It's 7:55. It's time to check the roadways. Now, WMAL traffic and weather, it's every 10 minutes. It's first on the fives. And here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, I got you on that. Let's go 95 northbound Virginia. Boy, it's been a while since we've had delays in Stafford for the morning commute, ever since we have the express lanes there. But with a crash, watch for delays northbound 95 as you work up toward Aquia. Have the left lane blocked. Now, beyond that, 95 is in fantastic shape this morning. It's 395, landmark to the 14th Street Bridge. Quite slow. Had an earlier morning crash culprit there. Coming off of the westbound freeway to the 14th Street Bridge with the crash there, just starting to see delays coming off of the 11th Street Bridge. 66, I think you may have heard by now, but if you haven't, and if you want to know what's happening, 66 inside the Beltway, express lanes are in effect, and in effect from 5:30 to 9:30 for the morning rush hour. You need to have an easy pass. Top side of the Beltway, Maryland, it's the inner loop. We're focusing on this crash through College Park and over toward 201 Kenilworth Avenue, but out of the travel lanes. Update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air coming, but it's not until late week. Another mild day today. Temperatures above average. clear start with some clouds coming in this morning. A mix of clouds and sunshine this afternoon, 57. We'll have rain by tomorrow afternoon, 61. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 38 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
Greeting the world with a smile shows confidence. Missing or damaged teeth can shut down your smile, changing the way the world sees you. Hi, I'm Dr. Rupralia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. How would you like to never worry about the discomfort and difficult daily care of dentures and to eat all the foods you love? Cascades Dental has one of the most experienced full-mouth implant restoration teams in the D.C. area. One doctor changing your life with a comfortably sedated procedure in one location. In most cases, your full-mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth and be done in one day. You want a doctor with experience, not a doctor gaining experience. This is what we do best. And as always, in my office, there's no fear and no lectures. We just help people smile.
Prolific experience and a legendary after plan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Cascades Dental the choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
There are never enough hours in the day to get everything done. So when I find an amazing service to make my life easier, I let everyone know. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Drizzly.com is the new way to get beer, wine, and liquor delivered to your door. You get an amazing selection of alcohol and mixers delivered when you need them with Drizzly. Just enter your address on the Drizzly site or app to shop for your favorite beer, wine, and liquor. Drizzly works with stores in your area so you can shop their shelves online and compare prices for the best deal. Whether your party supply is running low or you're looking for a bottle of something special to give as a holiday gift, Drizzly has you covered. You get the biggest selection, best deals, plus delivery when you use Drizzly. To score $15 off your first purchase, go to drizzly.com and enter the code WMAL. The new way to shop for alcohol has arrived. Drizzly. That's D-R-I-Z-L-Y. Must be 21 or older. $15 off. Orders of $40 or more. Hurry. Offer ends January 1st. Void where prohibited.
Your doctor has said you need back surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonospine technique decompresses pinched nerves 100% of the time, completely eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved procedure right here in Virginia. Get pain-free before the holidays. Call 855-982-1591, 855-982-1591, or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. Sonospinesurgery.com. Sonospinesurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
Hey, coming up on WMAL, we have Michael Mukasey, the former Bush Attorney General, will be joining us.
And would you be willing to spend $100 on a photo with Santa? Some parents are.
And also, we want to thank everyone for the WMAL Fisher House Radioathon. You donated $455,000. It's still being counted. That is not the final official number. Thank you
Nicely done.
Pat yourself on the back. It's 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by longroofing.com. The region's newest express lanes made their debut this morning.
I-66 inside the Beltway is no longer restricted to use by carpoolers only during rush hour. Solo drivers can now use the road by paying a toll with an easy pass. VDOT Commissioner Charlie Kilpatrick.
It is really a game changer here in Northern Virginia.
Deputy Secretary of Transportation Nick Donahue.
There is no set rate. It will vary just like it does in 95 and 495. We anticipate that you'll see similar types of tolls.
Around $6 to $8 each way. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Tolls are in effect inbound in the mornings, outbound in the afternoons. You can get more details on I-66 at WMAL.com. Republicans return to Capitol Hill this week to try and turn their separate House and Senate tax cut plans into one bill the president can sign, and they're not expecting any help from Democrats.
We had a lot of outreach to House members and Senate
prominent Democrats to try to encourage them to find ways to partner with this. I think, sadly, the environment here in D.C. is so partisan that even on a plan that does what they said they wanted, as far as reducing the corporate rate and providing relief for middle-income families, they couldn't find a way to actually partner with us.
White House Legislative Affairs Director Mark Short says Democrats are more interested in pushing amendments they can use to grandstand in future election cycles. That political divide behind President Trump giving his full-throated endorsement this morning of Republican Roy Moore in this week's Alabama special election. The president tweeted this morning that putting Democrat Doug Jones into office would hurt the Republican agenda. The president was a no-show at last night's Kennedy Center Honors, the first chief executive in 20 years to skip the show honoring American artists. Mr. Trump stayed away because a couple of the honorees said they would not have attended if he'd been there. Gloria Estefan was not among them. She says she's known the president for years.
I really appreciate that the president had the thought to let us shine on this night and avoid the controversy for everyone and just let everyone's career stand and be celebrated without something to overshadow.
Virginia Democrats have now asked for recounts in three House of Delegate races. If they pull out a win in one of them, it could mean chaos in Richmond.
After holding a 32-seat majority this past session, Republicans now enjoy a 51-49 advantage in the Virginia House of Delegates. But Democrats in three tight House races have filed for recounts, including the controversial 28th District in Fredericksburg.